This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
NFL fans, are you hungry for a big win this weekend? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered. New customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game, and if they do, you can win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NFL team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Town today.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Yodeling Boy, he's going to perform at the Knoxville Walmart.
He better stick with the hits and what got him famous. He better yodel. He better sing Lovesick Blues.
Where'd you go this week?
Airing every day from noon to 3.
Mason Ramsey sticks to his roots, okay? He's not the kind of guy. He's not going Taylor Swift on it.
Yeah, that's exactly what his new single sounds like.
Well, he's trying to branch out.
Well, that's fine. He didn't stay to his roots. He branched out immediately. The first chance he got, he branched out.
On 1340 WKGN.
Did you hear how quick that happened, Ben Lee? He stuck to his roots and he branched out in the same sentence.
You can stick to your roots and still branch out. That's what trees do. That's what trees do.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us?
Gonna start off with something kind of serious, guys. Something kind of serious. We didn't really get to hit this in hour one. A lot of UT stuff, but I got to get this off my chest. I got a few words I would like to say. Maybe the few words that I might say on my deathbed. How about them Cowboys? Hey, come on, man. Come on. What a game yesterday.
I mean,
what a game.
It was a good game.
I'm just throwing in headlines. I know you guys don't want to talk about it. 2 minutes. Wow, Cam.
You're impressed that you went to overtime with that Patriots team?
Stop it. We covered the spread. Good teams win. Great teams cover, my friend. You can't tell me that we didn't win like we were supposed to. We covered the spread. It's plus three.
Yeah, overtime with the Patriots. That's exactly how you're supposed to win that game.
Well, tell that to Tom Brady, who went to the last second with the Patriots.
Yeah, you got done regulation.
They're a bad football team. Good defense. A lot of mistakes, too. Penalties, turnovers, and still, you know, it's a good team, and you just find a way to win, John. Just find a way to win. Speaking of good teams, Vols fans, we need some excitement. We need some juice.
Well, can we go back to that? I actually do want to talk about that game
for
a second.
Here we go.
No. I'm not going to say anything bad about the Cowboys. You took care of business. You
found a way.
You found a way against the 2-4 Patriots with a rookie quarterback.
You got to say 2-4.
You found a way. But what the hell is going on with Bill Belichick? Is he, like, done? Is he just, like, finished? Like, is he, like, you know, Tom Brady's gone, but also, like, now he's just old? The end of that first half, he's like, we get the ball back to start the second half. Like, you just have no confidence in Mac Jones, and then – I thought the fourth down in overtime, like, everyone knew when you punted the ball back to the Cowboys, like, they were going to score.
Yep. Yeah.
Like, Dak Prescott, actually, the highest-rated quarterback of all time.
Woo!
In the fourth quarter, is it in just tie games? Is that what it is? Or
he also threw for the most passing yards in the first quarter so
far
this
Belichick
season.
Dak Prescott, for his career, when the game is tied in the fourth quarter overtime, 78% completion percentage, 10.6 yards per attempt for 848 yards,
down
nine touchdowns, no interceptions. 148.3. That's the greatest of all time.
Just ice in his veins, Hayden.
He's
ice
clutch.
In his veins.
I mean, he is. I thought
he doesn't get bothered by the moment, to say the least. He's very cool under pressure.
If I'm the Patriots, I'm like, how the hell do we let them get, you know, that 25-yard completion, 24-yard completion, and set up overtime? But
to CeeDee Lamb, yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, maybe going to guard the middle of the field there. Maybe just, like, beat me on the sideline, throwing a deep ball, but, like, I'm going to guard the middle of the field. That was, again, I just feel like the defense wasn't very good for the Patriots. I feel like just Belichick's game management's gone by the wayside. I would have gone for the fourth down on 4th-and-3. Mac Jones was pretty accurate in those short passes.
It was on their own side.
I don't care.
50.
I don't care. I'm not.
And their offense was...
What are you going to do? You put the ball right back to them.
Also, the last two third and shorts didn't convert them. They had an incompletion, and they had, two incompletions, maybe a sack on one of them.
I mean, that's fine, but the defense wasn't going to stop them.
I think you should go for it on every fourth down and every time in the NFL, unless it's like 4th.
Okay, Brandon Staley. All right. How'd that work out
in
for him, Hayden?
Craven,
How'd that work out for old Brandon Staley going for it on 4th-and-2 at his own 20? and getting blown out, saying, getting his Draven? Ass kicked.
They lost the same way they would have lost. I appreciate Brandon Staley still going for it because
they had to. They're down 28 points.
No, they're down 18 when he did it. It was 24-6.
Okay, well, in the third quarter, I mean, they couldn't stop the Ravens. So like,
that's what I'm going to say. Like, I appreciate the coaches just like, okay, if we lose, I don't care if we lose by 40. Let's try to win. Like, I appreciate those coaches that don't punt the ball down three scores. Like, at least go for it because who cares? Like, I'm not worried about margin of victory. I just think Belichick's slipping a little bit. Like, I just thought some of his – he used to be aggressive in those situations. I get it's with Tom Brady, but, like, Mac's been pretty accurate in those 4 or 5 yard passes. But either way.
He also threw a pick six on one of those 4 or 5 passes because he threw it high. So, you know.
Was that one tipped, though? It went off somebody's hands, right?
I mean, it was a high pass, though.
But it was tipped, though, right?
Yeah, like it was kind of – it bounced off his hands a little bit.
Guys should have caught it, though, right? I mean, I know they have terrible receivers, but, like, I thought
– he should have caught it.
I thought he should have caught it. I mean, I get they have no receivers.
I mean, it was pretty high throw. And Diggs also kind of got his hand in there a little bit.
Before I say, Cedric Tillman should have caught that pass then.
Diggs got his hand in there. It was tipped and went behind him. What are you talking about?
He was right there. He's kind of breaking on
his
it.
His hand was not in there.
He was beat as usual.
The ball was like kind of in his hands, and he got his kind of hand in there, was able to tip it to himself and intercept it. Yeah.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt because you were probably watching more closely than I was. I thought the ball hit off of him and then went 2 yards backwards, and Diggs was there and caught it and then was running.
I mean, he was right on his back. It's not like he was just like a tip pass and he ran under it. No, I mean, he was right on his back.
I'm watching it.
Yeah, Hayden, can you tell me? Because, again, I was
– I remember.
I was
he
pretty
– He broke on the play. I mean, he did. He broke on the play. It hit the receiver. It bounced on the receiver's hands. It was a high pass, and he kind of broke on it, made a play on it.
I mean, he had a pick six. That's fine, but –
he was behind the receiver.
Let me see the video, because I remember
he
differently.
He said he was in front of the receiver.
You said he got his hand in there and broke up the pass, is what you said.
Right at the beginning of the video.
That's exactly what you said.
He was beat.
You said he got his hand in there and broke up the pass. Let me hit the video, because that's not how I remember. Okay, exactly what I thought.
He was beat, usual, and he caught a tip. That's all.
Diggs is not there, gets caught. Diggs is not there, gets caught.
No, it doesn't. It's incomplete. Whatever. I mean, it was fine. It's a pick six.
He didn't affect the play at all.
It wasn't a great throw. No, it wasn't a great throw, but it was an interception that fell right in his left. No, it's fine. And
that's half his stuff this year. But
what are you – okay, you're really going to try to bash Trevon Diggs right now, Cam? Is that what we're trying to do?
I'm saying half his interceptions are off missed throws.
Really? Am I wrong? 7 interceptions through 6 games?
Am I wrong
to do that? Good luck, man. Just good luck on that one.
Am I wrong? Mac Jones went right back to target him.
Yeah, because he's always giving up
open.
He's always
more about DeMonte KZ.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, Diggs was not both. In terrible positioning. He was trailing. Oh, yeah. He had a safety over the top.
It was
that could have made the play.
Both of them could have.
Diggs also, he led up. I'm not going to try to completely blame
both of them
KZ. Diggs led up on the play.
Both of them did.
I don't know what the hell KZ was doing.
Yeah,
I don't know what he was doing.
Either way. It was a good performance by Dak in the fourth quarter.
I love it. See, hey, now it doesn't matter what's going on, man. There's always going to be haters, you know? There's always going to be haters.
Who's hating?
Hating on Trevon Diggs over there.
I stated a fact. Did I say that's a bad thing?
You're the one I was trying to lie to cover up for it.
Yeah.
I mean, he may not got a hand in there and tipped the ball or nothing, but he broke on the play. He was right there on it.
Yeah,
he was right on his
what
hip.
You do when you're chasing somebody.
He was right on his hip. And he had great, man, hand-eye coordination, be able to tip it to himself. Wow. Wow. What a big moment, too.
Watching this match, Mac Jones touchdown, too.
Who are you?
I mean, to me, it just seems like Diggs is going for the interception and just completely whiffs.
When?
Because
on double move. On the double move?
Because it was
a
double move.
No. He was a yard. He was a yard behind. He saw KZ and he let up.
We don't have to argue about it. It was a
good
game.
That's fine.
We
don't have to argue about it, but I'm just saying that you're completely wrong.
I wasn't completely wrong.
I'm talking about Hayden. I don't care what you're saying.
I mean, you said Diggs got a hand on the interception. Like he broke it up and like tipped it to himself. That was such a lie.
He was right on his hip. He's right on his hip.
It would have been an 8 yard completion if
he's right on his hip.
If who was that? It was 84. I don't even know who 84 is. Bourne? Is that who
I think it's Bourne.
He had caught the ball out of the 8 yard completion. Either way, whatever. Good win.
Yeah, he was so open.
Add Mac Jones to the murderer's row of Daniel Jones and Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert. That's a real murderer's row of quarterbacks the Cowboys have beaten.
Justin Herbert was a.
Justin
pretty
Herbert
highly touted.
Pretty up and down, like I've said, and yesterday.
I mean, he's had more ups than downs. Play bad this week.
It's just inconsistent, and that Chargers team
anyways,
is wildly overrated.
Anyways, man, can I get
to my headlines? I'm waiting on
can
you.
It's
your segment.
Headlines?
It's your segment.
It was on Herbert. It was on receivers, but in my opinion.
Yesterday?
A lot of drops. Most drops I've ever seen in an NFL game.
Okay.
I mean, still were lost.
They scored,
scored
6 points, but sure. Justin Herbert played great yesterday. My bad. He had an 18.5 QBR and a 67 rating. He played great yesterday. That's my bad. It's the kid gloves. Everyone judges these guys with kid gloves. They're so great. They're so young. Oh, when he's bad, he's young. It's the receiver's fault. I mean, no one's blaming the receivers for being wide open when Mike Williams is 40 yards behind a defense and all you have to do is just lay it out there for him. No one's saying, hey, good job by Mike Williams. It's like, wow, what a throw by Herbert. When they play bad, though, it's the receivers. It's the same stuff.
Mike Williams also got hurt.
I mean, that's fine. I was talking about in past games. Obviously, Mike Williams wasn't behind the defense yesterday. He scored 0 points. Will you give us some more headlines?
Yes, I was trying to. I was trying to get Vols fans excited because football, a little down bad right now. Might be a next rough couple of weeks for them. But, hey, the basketball Vols coming in at number 18 as the AP Top 25 poll just been released.
All right.
Number 18. Here we go.
Maybe the toughest schedule in Tennessee basketball history.
I love it. I love it. 18? About right? Too low, too high? What do we think?
I got no problem with it.
Okay.
I got no problem with it.
Seems reasonable.
I think Tennessee can be better than 18th, or they can hover around 18. I mean, I don't know what people's official goal is for the season.
I mean, I think we expect them to be better than the 18th team in the nation. Well, maybe we're being a little too overconfident. I don't know, but I'm just saying.
What I was going to ask is, like, what is our goal? Is it the Sweet 16? Are we like Elite Eight or bust or what? Like, I mean, if your goal is a Sweet 16, you're around there in the 18th spot, like –
I don't know. Would you feel any better about going to the Sweet 16 and losing? Elite Eight would be, I think, just so huge. It'd be massive. Don't you think that? Sweet 16 and another upset loss or something would be pretty.
I mean, if you're the one seed and get knocked out in the Sweet 16, sure. But if you're a four seed that makes the Sweet 16, like, I'll be happy with that because I was actually thinking about that in the shower. Like, we've only made one Sweet 16 with Barnes so far, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm not going
to. Heartbreaker to Purdue.
Yeah, I'm not going to snarl my nose up at it. Like,
well, that's also a reason why you.
We need to do better.
Sure, I can get a little bit further than that.
All I'm saying is I got no problem with us being at number 18.
Like I said,
this isn't a team that I think we're looking at saying Final Four or bust. That's kind of what my point was.
No. But we'll see. Pretty excited. Season right around the corner as well. Get to some NFL stuff. Aaron Rodgers taunting the Bears and becoming their owner on Wikipedia. Fair or foul? Taunting? No. Any taunting here? I did love it.
That's pretty cool.
Going up to the fans staying that he owns them all his bleeping life. He's owned them, and he still does. Owns Chicago. And, of course, like I said, the Wikipedia page got changed as the owner was renamed to Aaron Rodgers.
Spot the law.
Yeah. He does own them.
We had the stats. I mean, he was 10-3 straight up and against the spread heading into that game. Now make it 11-3. Like, I mean, he owns them.
Yep.
And, like, I guess if you're a Bears fan, you're like, well, you know, you are an underachiever. You've only won one Super Bowl, blah, blah, and you lose in the NFC Championship all the time. You only won one of those. And then he can come back and say, yeah, the one I won was against you guys. I wish you guys would get there more.
And the Bears have done pretty much nothing.
Right.
In the same time span. So, yeah, that was pretty cool seeing that. I've seen some people saying it was taunting. Kind of makes the taunting rule a little bit more stupid, right? You see that doesn't get called, but some other stuff does. I guess it was kind of off the field a little
bit.
With a player.
Yeah, you can do it to the fans. You can't do it to a player.
You can yell at the fans. That's fine.
He said there's some lady flipped him a double bird, so he says he blacked out.
Yeah, I saw that after the game.
Which maybe. I mean, he's an ultimate, he's a competitor. It happens.
Couple of just really kind of rough things here to get to. Let's start. Actually, this is more positive news. It was a really scary scene with Darrell Taylor yesterday, last night in the Sunday night game, as he was carted off. He got the face mask taken off. They had him all strapped up. All the kind of the concerns there. Well, he's actually doing a lot better, as they said the CT scans were negative, and that he's moving his extremities now. So he's starting to move around a little bit. But, man, scary, scary scene, especially knowing Darrell Taylor, who's having a great year, too, by the way. I believe leading the team in sacks.
I was watching that game with the sound off as I was watching the new Halloween last night. I wasn't very into the NFL yesterday. And then, yeah, I saw, like, the scary scene. I was watching on my phone, and then I saw the tweets that it was actually Darrell Taylor. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
But it's good to see that.
Yeah, pretty positive news there that he's at least kind of moving around a little bit, got some mobility, and always scary, man, especially when they have to put you on the stretcher there and take the face mask off and all that. You just know it's serious. You see kind of the reaction from all the players, too, and their concern. And like I said, he's having a really hell of a year. It was kind of quiet his rookie season last year, but he's off to a really good start. So continue to wish the best for him. Something that really, really made me cringe, though, over the weekend was the Washington football team, Kansas City Chiefs, and Patty Mahomes' little bro. What are we doing here? I, like, can it get any more disrespectful than this, John. Like, honestly.
Is he just, like, that oblivious, or did he just not care?
It kind of feels like he doesn't care, right? So, basically, Mahomes made a TikTok, as he does. He's a big TikTok guy, makes a lot of videos dancing, usually does it when he goes to the games to support his brother, does it on the field, or maybe in the press box, something like that. And, yeah, he was seen dancing on the Sean Taylor 21 logo, which was chained off, apparently, to begin with. Of course, they retired Sean Taylor's number at halftime in this game, and pretty emotional scene, too, seeing his, was his girlfriend or his wife, I believe, maybe it was a family. I'm not sure. It was a girl. There was a couple of family members there.
Has Patrick Mahomes said anything about it yet?
I haven't seen
any. Patrick Mahomes needs to put out a statement.
Does he, though?
I think he does.
It's Jackson, yeah, or Jackson Mahomes. He's his own man. Like, Patrick can't really control what he does.
He brings him to the game, though. Like, he's mm-hmm. Jackson Mahomes is on the field for one reason. It's because he's Patrick's brother.
Yep.
Like, Jackson Mahomes wouldn't be on the field if it wasn't for that. So, like, you can say he's his own man, but at the same time, like, you're my guest. If I take you somewhere and you act like a fool, like, it's going to look back on me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Jackson did come out with a statement. I guess this might have been via Twitter. Wanted to sincerely apologize for accidentally being on the Sean Taylor number 21 at the FedEx Field.
I don't think he knew. I don't think he knows. I don't think he knows.
They had a whole thing about it, though, man.
You think he was dancing on a dead man's? I mean, let's call it a grave for this.
One way or another, whether he knew or he didn't know, like,
it's oblivious. No, I'm not.
I was going to say it's still pretty bad. Like, you got to realize.
Please make no mistake. I am not defending Jackson Mahomes. He should not be at the game. Right. But I don't think that it was malicious on his part. I think it was just being oblivious and dumb and, like, thoughtless and being like a, how old is he? Like, I mean, a young 20-year-old or late teens. I mean, just.
Yeah,
but,
something like that.
I don't know, but I just don't, I'm not going to say that I think he was dancing on a dead man's grave on purpose. Should he have been more aware? Yes, of course. Of course he should have, but, you know, maybe you could say that the Redskins or football team, I guess I should say, are okay with it because now we barely even talked about how Sean Taylor's brother came out and said that the Washington football team was lying that this wasn't planned long in advance because he just got a heads up about it 4 days ago.
Oof.
Yep, that's what I heard.
But no one's talking about that. We're all talking about Jackson Mahomes.
He's 21.
Yeah.
And he's a young kid.
21, though, man. He's 16.
No, but he's just a young, immature kid. Like, I don't think he was dancing on a dead guy's grave on purpose. That's all I'm saying. All right, go back to headlines. Let's go to break. We'll talk some NFL. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Got a couple people pointing out that the Washington football team actually forced all those people there. That's where they had their VIP section at yesterday. All, like, the people that had, like, field pass credentials were pretty much roped off into that area.
Oh, wow.
Which is...
checks out for Washington.
Pretty fitting for just how terrible Washington is. They pretty much forced them there. Now, Jackson Mahomes could have, I guess, looked down and said, oh, wait, I'm on this number.
Still not an excuse too much, in my opinion.
Well, if you see, like, the actual roped-off area, there wasn't a lot of room to work at, honestly.
Okay, well, just don't make TikToks.
Maybe that's
the moral of the story. Yeah.
Maybe that's what it comes to. But if you look at this picture, like, I mean, there's not a lot of room to, like, be anywhere.
Yeah.
They have him roped off with the 2100.
There's kind of people everywhere out there, too.
Again, maybe the real moral of the story here is just don't make TikToks, which I think I might agree with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But us content creators, we just got to create content. You know what I mean? People are
something.
People need it.
People need it.
The people need it.
Do we need another Jackson Mahomes TikTok
dance? Somebody
the
apparently
same dance
does.
We've seen.
Somebody apparently
Mike
does.
Mike keeps watching them. Yeah,
100 times we see the same dances over and over, and the same songs over and over. Like, when do people get tired of this?
I would say bring back the Busted Challenge, but not while we're talking about Jackson Mahomes. What else stood out in the NFL yesterday? Because I thought it was a pretty lackluster Sunday.
Yeah, my cluster, just three overtime games and a thriller over in London.
Okay, I don't think you can call it a thriller if it's Jacksonville versus Miami. I don't think anyone was thrilled.
It was a great game, though. I watched the game. I liked it.
Was anyone
thrilled?
Right
down to the wire.
Was anyone thrilled? Were you thrilled by that finish?
Not really. It was kind of like both coaches were trying to lose it.
Yeah, that's my point.
That's what it kind of felt like.
That's exactly my point.
Especially in the fourth quarter, it's like both coaches were trying to blow the game.
Just because that game is close does not make it thrilling, okay? That's all I was getting at. That's all my point is.
Yeah, we had quite a few blowouts. At least we had, like I said, three overtime games. Two overtime games. A lot of people got to see. A lot of people were watching the Cowboys game. A lot of people were, a lot on the Sunday night game. But still, prime time.
I would be shocked if last night wasn't the lowest rated Sunday night game of the season, or at least like the last couple years. That was...
There's a reason Al Michaels didn't show up. They had Mike Tirico on the call.
Exactly.
And Al said, I'm going to take the day off.
Exactly.
Today.
And, you know, credit to the Seahawks and... Steelers, I guess, for trying hard. But, I mean, like, Geno versus that version of Big Ben, that's not something that any of us need. That's not something any of us need. Seahawks officially dead.
Yeah, unless they get Cam Newton. You're hearing the rumors. Pete Carroll.
I just
in
saw
communication with Cam Newton a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's vaccinated. Cam announced he's vaccinated, ready to go, ready to play.
I was going to say I did see that Cam let everybody know he was vaccinated, which I think as a backup quarterback, you kind of have to be.
I mean,
especially if you're trying to come right into a team.
If he went to Seattle, like, does that do anything for them? Right?
No,
like, I mean,
not.
I feel like it's just as much confidence with Geno Smith with that team.
I'll say he's probably a little bit better than Geno Smith. I mean, Geno's got the backup quarterback mentality of just like, I'm not trying to make a mistake. I'm just going to throw the ball two yards down the field. And
he
then
still finds a way to blow it at the end of the game.
You feel bad for him when that happens. I mean, he's got his hands. I feel bad for him. I mean, good job by T.J. Watt. Made a couple game-changing plays there on a big third down sack and then stripping that ball. So good for him.
Yeah.
But I felt bad for Geno. I truly did. And I didn't even care about the game.
Another takeaway is the Chiefs. I thought the Chiefs looked horrible. Even though they won 31-13, did you see all the turnovers and mistakes in this game? Like, it hasn't stopped with this team.
Say that one more time.
Chiefs.
It stopped in the second half.
It didn't look great.
It stopped in the second half. Like, Mahomes looked really good and then still had two just boneheaded interceptions.
What the hell was he doing where he just threw it up in the air?
That's what he does, man. That's what cost him the Baltimore game.
Yeah.
They have to coach that out of him. Like, it's
I don't know if you can. He's been like that since Texas Tech. I mean, I understand. And at Texas Tech, the excuse was, Texas Tech's so bad, he has to do everything anyways.
Maybe it's making a little bit more sense why they went 5-7.
Yeah.
But either way, like, they turn it on in the second half. And, you know, that division's over. Congrats to the Cowboys. That division's already locked up by the time they hit their bye week.
How about that? Wow.
Taylor Heinicke stinks, too.
Yeah, I can. We can acknowledge that, right?
Actually, I'll be honest. I didn't watch much of the game.
He's terrible.
What I did see, he didn't look very good. All I know is I went on – this is a testament to how my fantasy season's going. I picked up Taylor Heinicke on all my fantasy teams because I had Russell Wilson. I was like, I need a quarterback. The Chiefs can't stop anybody. Let's play Taylor Heinicke. That's how my fantasy season's going this year. 182 damn yards and one touchdown against that Chiefs defense. That's pitiful. That's just absolutely pitiful. Needless to say, I lost all my fantasy leagues. I'm so bad this year.
That's rough.
Between everybody getting hurt and just damn A.J. Brown. I mean, I think the Chiefs, I mean, you feel like a winner yesterday, right? I mean, you won and then you saw the Chargers get absolutely dominated.
Man, Ravens look good.
Is that maybe the biggest takeaway, just the Ravens are really good?
For me, yeah. I was like, yeah, they look like they kind of figured it out a little bit.
So do they belong in that elite tier, just like among like the five or six teams that can actually win a Super Bowl? Like, they're one of them?
Their defense plays like this.
Yeah, their defense is good.
Their defense is supposed to be bad, too. It was bad the first couple of weeks.
It was.
The Raiders kind of picked them apart in the second half. Of course, the Chiefs moved the ball at will against them. We knew Marcus Peters went out at the beginning of the year, but maybe Marcus Peters is one of those guys that like has a bigger name than actual like talent at this point.
At this point, I'd say, yeah.
I mean, I think they probably had like one of the biggest turnarounds this year in the NFL with just like the way the season started, like with their running backs out and then Marcus Peters, and it's like, oh my God, they're going to be terrible this year. They're not even going to win half their game.
I wasn't much worried about their running backs going out just because I didn't think any of the running backs were good enough to worry about. Like, I mean, like, I don't.
I think any running back looks good with Lamar, too, in that offense.
Sure, but like I do subscribe to the idea that like most running backs are replaceable. Now, I do think like there are five or six that are really good, but for the most part, you can put most of these guys in a system and they'll be able to get enough yards. And that's pretty much what Baltimore's doing with Le'Veon Bell and Latavius Murray. And I guess Le'Veon Bell finally got some carries. It's the first time I've seen
him. Yeah.
But Latavius Murray and
Devontae Freeman.
Hell, Devontae Freeman looked pretty good out there, too, last couple weeks. So, like, yeah, and Lamar didn't have much of a throwing game. Definitely regressed there, but they didn't need him to.
Chargers, just their run defense is just god-awful. They might be the worst team against the run. Yeah, they've gotten just absolutely run down their throat. 187 yards again in this game.
And we know that they can't run the ball themselves.
Right, yeah.
That was a good pick by you, Draven, because what you said was pretty much what came to fruition. The Ravens ran the ball down their throat, and Los Angeles couldn't run the ball at all. Hayden said he believed in Austin Eckler. He had 6 carries for 7 yards with a long of 5. So that means he had 5 carries for 2 yards.
They kept going 3 and out. Like, they couldn't get a first down. And then when Baltimore get the ball, they'd have it for 7 minutes. And then, like, then they're screwed. Then they're like, oh, we got to throw it now. And then got people dropping passes on first downs. I will say that fourth down pass that Herbert had was just terrible.
That was pitiful. The one
where Palmer, right?
It was horrible.
Go ahead and update the standings, Hayden. You took a big board bet loss there.
Let's go. Needed that.
You're now under 500, I believe. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Draven also took a board bet loss this weekend.
He went 500. He went 1-1. He beat you and lost to me.
I'll take it.
I continue my streak of board bet wins, which I might need because the Cowboys are going to beat the Titans and win, so I need to get a couple of
pretty easily.
Ones. Cam, you didn't lose yesterday?
I know. I actually went above 500 first time in the NFL.
Let's go.
So we're back.
Let's go.
Oh, I just meant your Falcons, not your
picks.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. We also didn't lose.
Good NFL Sunday for you.
I'm pumped. Then we get Miami coming off a London loss, so
you might get Brian Flores fired, which seems crazy because he went 10-6 last year. But something's going on with that team, which I know we just talked about. Herbert wasn't great yesterday, but man, like, he still looks better than Tua.
Tua's awful. Tua is awful.
And you drafted
awful
Tua over Herbert.
Some of the throws, man. I just don't know what Tua's doing sometimes. I really don't.
And can we say that the Las Vegas Raiders maybe looked a little rejuvenated?
Yeah, they did.
With no John Gruden?
Yeah, they were ready.
Turns out the Broncos are frauds.
Panthers are frauds.
Panthers are frauds.
Great call by you, Draven.
Thank you.
I think he's being sarcastic.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I get it. We'll say, wild card picture is still pretty open, though.
Well, we're only 6 games in, so no one's really eliminated.
I'm
just
thinking, like, kind of feels like the Packers got the North locked down. Kind of feels like Bucks.
I don't
feel
like I don't feel like
the
Packers. I wouldn't say the Packers have it locked down.
Oh, come on. Who you get? The Vikings? You really trust the Vikings? You don't know what the hell they're going to do week in and week out.
I'm just saying, like,
2 in a row.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, maybe they had
And they should have lost to the Lions.
Maybe they do have it wrapped up because, that was my luck of the year is that the Packers win that division with the Titans win the division. So, maybe. I was just looking. I mean, they Packers wins just don't impress me too much. Lions at 49ers, Steelers, Bengals. I mean, I guess that Bengals win looks okay. Bad pick by me on the Lions, huh? Oof.
Wow.
Goodness.
I don't know why we didn't board bet that.
Because I didn't feel that great about it.
Lions stink. Tried to tell you.
Well, I knew they stunk. I thought the Bengals also stink, which maybe the Bengals don't stink as much, but also the Lions. We're already at the point now where Dan Campbell's ready to kill Jared Goff. Great take by you, Jared Goff, good quarterback.
No weapons out there.
No weapons. No weapons. No weapons. 42 throws for 202 yards.
Oh, my gosh.
A QBR of 13.
Point three.
Yeah, give him his .3.
He is terrible. How do you feel about that take? How's that one aged?
His best receiver is DeAndre Swift.
Well, we've seen him with Los Angeles receivers last year, too, and he wasn't much better.
He had a broke hand or whatever it was.
Not until the very end of the year. And they're like, thank God, now he can play John Wofford. Now he can bench this guy and not feel too bad about it.
Exactly what everybody wants.
We're not giving up on that take yet? That Stafford and Goff are pretty similar? Not giving up on that one yet?
Stafford didn't look great either.
Okay. He looked better than Goff. Okay. Not going to give that one up yet. Okay. We'll wait.
Not yet.
He's going to get benched. Like, he's going to. They're going to move off of it. I don't think it matters. Dan Campbell doesn't care who his backup is. He just said we need more from Goff.
How long is his contract?
Still got like a couple more years.
At least
he?
Like two more years. Yeah, I mean, like
he ain't gonna be on the team.
That's one of the reasons they got a first round pick for him, though. Is like basically because you have to take this contract on.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lions are like, we don't care because we'll cut him. Like, we'll
David Blow is the backup.
Yeah, he's been there for a while.
And
Purdue boy.
He had a pretty decent Thanksgiving game that one time against the Bears. He was okay.
Still lost.
They did still lose, but he
still
almost
lost.
They were very close. He did blow it. I remember I had the Bears that day, and they almost ruined Thanksgiving. They were throwing the ball like Amendola, like on the 5-yard line, trying to like take the lead. I was like, oh my God, can somebody stop this guy? David Blow's about to get me, or David Blau, whatever the hell his name is. For the love of God, somebody tackle.
Oh man, it was a good week. It's a good week when you don't lose.
Tonight, we wrap it up. Bills, Titans. We'll talk about that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Kraft X, back on the program. Got to admit, boys, a little disappointed. I skipped last night's Sunday Night Football to watch the new Halloween at home.
How was it?
Shout out to Peacock. A little disappointing. Which I think everyone had kind of been preparing you for. All the reviews are pretty bad for it.
Well, when you make how many Halloween movies now?
This is only the third Halloween movie, bro.
Stop it. No,
it's only the third
don't
one.
Say that. That's so ridiculous. They made 17 different
those
movies
don't count.
In between those three.
Those don't count.
Oh, what the hell were those then, huh?
A Dream. Or Urban Legend. Urban Legend is what they said in the last
that
one.
That is so dumb.
I think it's actually good.
Well, that's a great way to be like, hey, we're actually going to get a decent one out there. We're going to have just a trilogy and get all rid of those horrible Halloween movies, H2O and all that nonsense.
And then they still
come out with a terrible movie, it sounds like.
That was precisely the plan, yes.
Well, it sounds like it didn't work out because this one
that,
wasn't good.
Well, I won't say it wasn't good.
Well, a mid-scary movie means
I called
not
it
good.
Mid.
A mid-scary movie is not good. It's not good.
It's not going to be up
scary
for...
Scary movie is either good or bad.
It's not going to be up for awards.
Am I right in that, Cam? Typically, a scary movie is either, pretty good, or really bad.
I would actually say...
There's not a whole lot in between on
that. A lot of scary movies just come into the mid category, actually. I would say most of them live in that lane of, pretty good.
No.
Scary enough.
It's usually
some jump scares.
Really bad or decent.
But don't get me wrong, there are some that are very bad.
Scary movies.
There are some that are very bad, and there are some that are great, but I'd say the majority of them live in the, solid enough. And that's how that one felt. I liked it. It was setting up. I mean, they're making a third one. We knew that, but
so they're making another.
Yeah, they were coming back with a trilogy that played off the very first and only movie. That was the only one they acknowledged was the original in 78.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand why they just can't cut this guy's head off.
Well, they did in the sequels, the ones that didn't count,
and he came back.
Either came back or they were like,
but that's only Urban Legend. That doesn't count, though.
Those are terrible. Everyone acknowledges those are terrible. Everyone made some bad decisions in the 70s and 80s with sequels. All those they got too far gone.
They're trying to squeeze for money.
Right. You're trying to cash in and, like, you lost.
This is the squeeze for money. No, what's coming out right now is the squeeze for money.
You don't.
Being able to literally pull and say, we're going back to the original, which is what everyone liked the best.
You didn't even.
That's a money pull right there.
You didn't even watch the one that just came out two years ago.
I don't have to, man. I really don't have to. I really don't have to grasp what's going on.
The last one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
I liked it, too. I thought it was well done. And I think it's going to end up good, but this one. This one was part one of Deathly Hallows, bro. Like, sometimes, like...
Setup movie.
It's a setup movie. You know, like, for the last Harry Potter, but at least they told you it was, like, part one and part two. This one they should have told you is, like, a part one of part two, because...
I've been setting up these movies for how long? When did the original movie come out?
Well, 78.
So...
It's called The Long Play.
Well, no, I don't...
We've been setting up this third movie for...
Well, no, I don't think they were going to, like, do that, obviously, 30 years ago. I think their plan was, or I guess it's 40 years ago. I think their plan was, you know, to just let the sequels go. But then there's a neat, it did good. It did good at the box office. And like I said, the one that came out in 2018 was a good movie.
Of course
now,
it's going to do good in the box office.
The second and third ones were supposed to be out sooner, but like COVID messed up. It was supposed to come out last year and this year. It was supposed to be done already, but COVID pushed it back. So now it's extending out a little bit. It was good. Anyways.
I'm talking about movies, what was that? That Last Duel thing? Didn't that flop big time?
My friend went to see it and said it wasn't very good.
I saw it only made like $4 million this weekend or something.
And it wasn't even available streaming anywhere, was it?
No, I don't think so. And that thing had like $100 million budget, and I think it only made like 4.8 this weekend or something.
Is Matt Damon overrated as a movie star?
Maybe.
I
probably.
Didn't even know about this movie.
Yeah, well, I think the marketing's been terrible. Good actor, and he's in it.
No, they're. I think
Ben Affleck was in it.
I don't know if Ben Affleck was in it. He might have just been like on the writing or like producing.
Like,
he might have been
Count
in
Pierre
oh,
Daily
okay.
Song.
Okay, maybe he was. I didn't.
Spoilers,
I haven't seen the movie.
Maybe.
I haven't seen any of the commercials or anything yet. So
yeah,
I mean. I will say, like, right now in the middle of October, it seems weird to release this type of movie because it's kind of scary movie season, which mm-hmm. Halloween did $50 million in the box office compared, and that's why also, like, being on Peacock.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there is Ben Affleck. He's blonde.
But ask me in terms of Matt Damon as a box office star. Feels like he's lost the juice, right?
I think so, yeah.
Like, when's the last great Matt Damon movie that actually, like, did well?
What's the space movie that he's in?
Okay, yeah.
There are so many
the
different.
Martian?
The Martian.
The Martian, yeah.
That was a good
there
movie.
Are so many different space movies, kind of all
okay.
similar. But
the
yeah.
Martian. I haven't seen The Martian. I don't
I
like space
seen it
movies.
Either,
but
that's
I
a good movie,
like
though.
Reviews.
I like The Martian.
Yep. I was going to say that one's well-received.
I would recommend.
I just don't like space stuff.
I don't really either.
The Stillwater. Yeah, that Stillwater movie that
well,
didn't
that just
like,
came
ever,
out, too, yeah.
No one liked it. I just don't. Downsizing, I think that was a big flop.
Oh, Downsizing was the worst movie. That was the worst movie.
I guess he was also in Interstellar as well. Like, I guess that was good.
He had a really small role in Interstellar.
Oh, okay.
He was only kind of like it was a big scene, but it was just like he was only in the movie for like maybe 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes.
That the trailers did kind of sell me on it, but I've made the decision I'm out on trailers. I don't watch trailers anymore.
Okay.
I've retired from watching trailers, especially if it's of a movie that I know I want to see.
So you didn't.
I try to stop after a certain point, but I'll watch like the first couple.
It's hard not to watch those trailers and get a little hyped up.
I love the Batman, and I did not watch one Robert Pattinson trailer. I'm not going to do it. I don't want anything given away.
My thing with that is like, okay, we've said what? It's like a 3-hour movie. If they're going to do a 2-minute trailer, like there's so much stuff going on in a 3-hour movie. I think
that's
you can go without
like,
saying a
could
couple
I survive not watching the next trailer of the Batman or could I survive by watching it? Yeah, you're probably right. I could. But I don't need to because I know I'm going to be there opening night. I don't need to see it.
I can't wait for the movie.
I'm already excited. 10 out of 10.
March 4th or is it March 11th?
March 4th.
I had to deal with idiots like you putting down the new Scream trailer, I was like, you know what? I didn't need to watch the trailer. I know I'm going to go see it. I don't want to see any of the scary moments. I'm out on it.
There is a little bit of truth, though, to the fact that you could kind of tell if a movie's going to be terrible based on the trailer. There is something you can kind of get a sense a little bit.
I don't know if you can or not. I do think if the movie's going to be bad, they're more likely to give you the goods in the trailer to really try to sell you on it.
That's fair.
But again, if I know I'm going to go see the movie, I don't need to be sold. I'm going to go see it. I'm going to go see the Batman no matter what. You could tell me I had a 5% Rotten Tomatoes score, I'm still going to go see it. Same as Scream 5. Don't need to see the trailers. I'm good. I'm going to go see it. I did watch the trailers for the new Halloween movie when they first came out like last year, but I didn't need to. Knew I was going to go watch it. New trailer kind of revealed a lot of the movie. At least like some of the best kills. So I was like, you know what? I'm out. Don't need it anymore. I did like Promised Land all right, though. I don't think it was well received, though, with Matt Damon and John Krasinski. You guys seen that one?
Mm-mm. I haven't seen it. But...
It's about fracking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's trying to, like, go to this town and basically buy up all their farmland for fracking.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what fracking is?
No. And I'd say a lot of people don't. I've never heard that word used in my life, I don't think.
You
spell
not take
it.
High school?
F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G.
I assume that's how it's spelled.
That's how you spell it.
Basically, like, you go in, like, you poison the land. You're, like, getting the natural gas. You're doing
you're
digging
oil
for
or something. Oil.
Yeah, okay. Like, you basically, like, you're poisoning the land, too. It's, like, it's actually, like, sometimes bad for the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, he's going to buy this farm town. Like, we just want what's underneath the ground. You can keep the ground. And then it's, like, yeah, but,
keep
like,
the ground.
You're not going to be able to, like, grow crops or, like, feed anything on it. So, anyways. It wasn't well received, but I liked it because I appreciate farmland. But we'll talk Titans Bills after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Like it or not, social media is here to stay. Your business needs to stand out on social media, helping you get in front of your customers, fans, and connections, especially as more and more happens online. Smarter Searches is a local digital marketing agency that specializes in social media marketing. They can write Facebook posts, create images for Instagram, manage your reputation and reviews online, help you with setting up stores on your social media pages, or help train your staff to do it yourself. Visit SmarterSearches.com to learn more about their social media packages and how they can make your social media easier and smarter.
If you or a loved one has been injured in an automobile accident, you deserve the best. With over 20 years experience in car and semi-truck accident cases, the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III have the expertise to handle your case and get you the money you deserve. Visit G3HelpMe.com to get your free legal consultation and let the G3 team put their experience to work for you. Attorney G. Turner Howard III and his staff understand exactly what you're going through. They'll handle your case, and there are no fees unless the G3 team wins for you. Don't wait a minute longer. If you're in Knoxville, Sevierville, Chattanooga, the Tri-Cities, or surrounding areas, let the G3 team go to work for you. Call the law offices of G. Turner Howard III today, 865-558-8030, or visit their website at g3helpme.com to get the legal...
Back on the program. Hayden, how you feeling about tonight? Titans, Bills. You have a big chance to go two games up in the win total?
Yeah. But I want the Titans to win. I just don't think they're going to. But I really need them to salvage just a bad weekend in general. So
the final game of week 6 is tonight. And FanDuel Sportsbook wants to give you the most out of every play. That's right. Every single play. All you have to do is bet a same game parlay tonight with three legs or more. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. There's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay. Lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. If you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, sign up today with promo code TALKSPORTS to also receive a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code TALKSPORTS. Draven, you said you got a same game parlay for us?
I do indeed. Let me pull that up.
FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use. It's safe and secure with fast payouts. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
All right, I have actually two. I'll read the one I feel a little bit more confident in. I actually feel really good about this one. All right, so this is going to be for plus 1463 odds, so decent.
So 14.5 to 1, basically.
Yeah, pretty decent. I have Josh Allen anytime touchdown score. So obviously that has to be on the ground. Has to be rushing in. He's been running the ball a lot. Ran the ball a lot against the Chiefs. I could see. I mean, there's so many possibilities of this. QB snake, could have something red zone with him running in. Feel pretty good about that one. I also have Josh Allen over 31.5 rushing yards.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more feedback. Cam, you want to like maybe nod your head a little bit, make me feel better about these picks. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. Josh Allen over 31.5. So we're going to really bank on Josh Allen using his legs tonight. I'm going with you on this one a little bit. Over 53.5 total. Because you got it at, 54? So I saw the 53.5. I thought, half a point coming down would be nice. And two pretty good offenses. I think that I feel pretty good about that one. And I also have Ryan Tannehill over 236.5 passing yards.
Okay.
I think the Titans, I think the Bills are going to really try to take away that running attack. They got the second best running defense in the NFL, only behind Tampa Bay. So I do think that Tannehill will be thrown for a lot. 236, not a lot. I think he could easily get to 250, maybe even 300 in that range. And then kind of on the same note there, I have Derrick Henry over 12.5 receiving yards. 12.5 is nothing. I mean, just catch a damn screen pass and take it 15 yards for me, Derrick. Like, let's go.
He is. He's been doing a lot better in the passing game.
Yeah, I mean, he had, 30-yard receiving day one in a game, and then I want to say he had, 40 or 50, maybe?
I will say that last week against Jacksonville, they didn't throw him the ball once, though, which was a little surprising.
Right.
He didn't even get a target. Every other day, he has had over at least 19 yards, though, every other game.
Okay. So, feel pretty good about that one.
Last 2 weeks, though, zero against Jacksonville. Only had two targets against the Jets. Did have two catches for 20 yards. But
he averages 25 yards receiving a game.
Yeah.
I mean, 12.5, just one.
It's propped up a little bit by
Seattle.
One
screen pass. One screen pass is all we need.
What's his rushing prop? Is it like 96?
It was.
They usually put in the hundreds.
I got it at 105. Is, yeah. That was what the over under was. I took the other parlay. That was the rest. That was the
you
whole
took
parlay.
The under.
Yeah, I did.
We only ran for 50 yards against him last year, so I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. The other. You want me to go ahead and?
No, I don't.
Okay. Cool. What do you think about that one, though?
Josh Allen only has 2 touchdowns in the year. I don't feel great about that.
QB snake.
It's possible. I mean, obviously he's a running threat. I'm not going to say he's not, but he only has 2 touchdowns in the year. So it hasn't been like a foregone conclusion that he was going to do it. Now, I will say, like, the 2 games he had the rushing touchdowns, or I guess for 2 of the 3 closest games, I mean, they've had a lot of blowouts. So, I mean, he didn't have to run. They beat Miami 35-0.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He scored a touchdown on the ground against Washington. They beat them 43-21. 40-0 against Houston. Didn't really have to run too much. I mean, it's possible, obviously. He's a good goal line back. But I feel like that's he'll have less touchdowns just because their actual running backs are playing pretty well right now.
And put Dawson Knox a lot on the goal line, too.
Yeah, just put Dawson Knox in there, bro. Love me some Dawson Knox.
Mm-hmm. 5 touchdowns on the year.
Cam, how you feeling?
Titans
going to get
close.
Annihilated tonight. I'm about to go to the game after the show today. I didn't really want to go to the game today. I woke up last night. I was like, you know, I'm just going to sell my ticket. I had an extra ticket I was trying to sell, too. So I was like, I can probably just sell them as a pair. But my good friend had already made plans to ride over with me. So I didn't want to leave him hanging. Mm-hmm. Like, because he bought tickets, like, you know, with another friend in Nashville. So I was like, I'll mess up his plans. And I'd feel, you know, mad if somebody did that to me and I had to drive back from Nashville tonight with no friend. So I'm going, long story short. And
good.
I don't know if my little heart can take a Ole Miss loss Double and the whammy. Bills beat down. Like, that would be pretty tough to handle.
What's the weather going to be like tonight over there?
Oh, it's going to be cold.
A little chilly. That's why I wear a hoodie today. It's going to be like 50-something degrees by like 7. Hmm. I need to get a thicker hoodie, actually, now that I think about it. 50 degrees is kind of cold.
Yeah.
This hoodie's pretty thin. You got Bills tonight, Cam?
Yeah, I think the Bills will win that game.
Bills big?
I think it depends on how the run game goes. Like, if you can run the ball at least, you know, serviceable, you can keep it close. I just don't have a lot of confidence in your defense slowing them down enough.
Sure.
I think that's kind of...
Why would you?
Kind of where I'm at.
Why would you have confidence in the defense?
Need a lot of points.
Titans always play up to their competition, though, man. They always do. I think they're going to cover. What's it, 5.5 on FanDuel?
6.
Is it up to 6?
What was the last time I checked?
Yeah, I saw it at 6 this morning.
I think Titans will cover. Close game, field goal game either way.
No way. The Bills are too good.
You keep saying that, and I can't really tell if you're trying to be
the Bills are unstoppable, bro. Did I not just tell you they beat the Dolphins 35-0?
I think he's playing that one way where it's like you don't want to say your team's going to win, because if they do lose, then you're like, well, I'm right, but if they do win, then you're going to be all happy and excited.
Did I not just tell you that the Bills won 35-0 against the Dolphins? Do you think a team that beat the Bills that beat the Dolphins 35-0 is going to lose a game to the lowly Titans? No way. They beat the Texans 40-0, bro. This team's legit.
On the road, too.
They scored 38 against that Chiefs defense.
Road. Man.
Yeah, we've kind of just thrown out the 23-16 loss to the Steelers at home. Like, that was just a COVID fluke. Week 1 doesn't count.
It was a lot of those in week 1.
Yeah.
I don't think ours is a fluke. I think the Cardinals are just really damn good.
I
think the Cardinals are just actually legit. Like, I know that the Browns are overrated, but like the Cardinals just went on the road and took care of business as an underdog. They're just legit. I keep saying for as long as they're healthy, they're just going to be really good, I guess.
I think they can actually win a Super Bowl, though.
If they're healthy,
Kingsbury and
I don't.
Colin Murray,
I mean,
just like, man, I don't know about that one.
I'm going to take the field, obviously. I'm not going to say they're my pick, but yeah, if they're healthy, they're going to be a problem. Not going to say they can't. This would be a nice win for the Titans. I just want to keep it close.
Excited?
Stay within 14. That's a moral victory.
Moral victory.
Stay within 14.
We're acting like the Bills are like some unbelievable team.
Number one team in the league. Let's keep it within. If we can stay within 18 like the Chiefs, I'll call that a victory.
That's sad. Titans come down that far, man. From AFC,
it's not about the Titans.
The
Bills would do this to anybody. The Bills would do this to anybody. Josh Allen, MVP, Superman. You said it. Touchdown and over 40 rushing yards. It's going to be unstoppable. Yeah. No way the Titans play well tonight. No way.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
That 42-16 beatdown was a fluke last year.
Yeah, I know what you're doing right now.
It was a fluke.
He's going to come in here tomorrow, say, I told you. I told you so.
I'm not going to say I told you.
I told you. Titans going to lose. I told you. I said it.
I've been saying the Bills are going to win. I'm not going to say I told you I'm going to be sad. I'm braced for it.
Of course, they win. I come in here smiling. Ear to ear.
Yes, I'm going to be happy if my team won. Good job by you there, Draven.
After you've been sitting here saying they're going to lose the whole day.
Real breaking news from you. John's happy with the Titans.
At least I always feel confident in my team. At least I always say I think we can win. At least Cam always supports his team no matter what, thinks they're going to win. He's not sitting here saying this.
Hour two in the books, hour three on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. So you're watching the game, and you see another ad for FanDuel Sports.